afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
Thank you.
frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
Rich or poor, paragon of virtue or seasoned criminal, we all value family. But family is more than just a group of blood relatives. It's a feeling, an experience of connectedness. And it's a place where others accept us for who we are and as we are. Family means never having to be anything but ourselves. But there are many kinds of family. And in fact, we seek the experience of family everywhere and in everything we do. Sometimes we call it team. At other times, partnership, business relationship, political party, simple friendship, and of course, marriage. We help family for no other reason than because they are family. And we like to give each other gifts at various times of the year, often for the same reason. There is something important about giving and receiving, and it can be summed up as follows. when the gift is received in the spirit with which it is given, giver and receiver become one. This statement exemplifies that ongoing search for a deepened sense of connection. So giving and receiving are equally important, because that experience is lost or diminished if one or other of the parties is not truly engaged in the process. When a relationship strikes a rough patch, sometimes we seek to make amends by making some form of peace offering. But again, this can only work when both parties are fully engaged. In such situations, one party feels remorse, but that, of and by itself, is not enough to restore balance. Seeking some form of reconciliation because you feel bad is too one-sided. What of the injured party's feelings? Do they even want to reconcile? Rushing a process of healing can have the opposite effect entirely, and giving a gift, any gift, may even be seen as an insult. The best gifts we can give each other are intangible and nothing to do with objects. They are, of course, feelings, specifically feelings of connectedness, a real sense that we care and that we love the other party. Feelings cannot be faked. They are either true or they are not. Make no mistake, sincerity is plainly visible. A physical gift may soon be forgotten, but a feeling of genuine affection endures, and such feelings are the building blocks of all relationships, because they will evolve, deepen, and strengthen over time. In these days of exaggerated commercialism, the great danger is that we may use gift-giving as a substitute for actually giving of ourselves. The real gifts which bring us closer involve personal effort, sacrifice of our time in the interests of another. We say words are cheap, but next to giving of ourselves, the tradition of gift-giving can equally be of little value. Sometimes much more can be achieved by silently and even anonymously doing something for someone, something you know they will really appreciate. Even if they never find out it was you, the effect on your relationship with them will improve quite tangibly. The disease of selfishness is both a family and a society killer. We see it everywhere, every day, and it is exemplified in the couldn't care less attitude, tough, relentless, indifferent, and unyielding. In some cases, such attitudes are even represented as strength and virtuous when they are clearly no such thing. Just about every decision you make involves a choice between two opposites, namely, whether to give prominence to self-interest or the interests of another. Selfishness degrades relationships, but that is not to say that selflessness is the answer either. Ignoring one's own rights or well-being means undervaluing self. What is needed is to consider at all times the impact of your choices and what they will have on others. And keeping alive a healthy self-respect actually facilitates this process. selfish behavior needs to be replaced with more and more inclusive behavior. This must involve giving of ourselves quite consciously and deliberately. Those silent choices you make in the privacy of your own thoughts all the time are going to impact your relationships. Others are not aware of your private thought processes, but they will see in your actions exactly the nature of those choices you are making. If you seek to develop relationship, don't waste your time currying favor or cozying up to the right people. Build your bonds with others from within and silently by adjusting and harmonizing your own thoughts and actions to include the interests of others. This is the reason the experience of family is so important. If you take what you learn within your personal family and apply it in the wider community in everything you do, you will discover the family of man is no mere concept or idealistic fantasy, but an actual experience of connection. The ties that you form with others will strengthen over time and take on far greater significance and value, because they will enhance your realization of both prosperity and happiness. We build a better world by building better personal relationships. Perhaps the greatest message of Christmas is to understand that to give also means to receive, and receive also means to give. Both acts are as natural as breathing, opposite sides of the one coin. And not only do they really define true family, they represent the essence of what is true living.
today's considerations will help you on your own personal journey of self-discovery.